During certain times of strife, there are some people who are always there to help you. Your neighbors. And when times got especially tough for many communities during Hurricane Harvey, it was neighbors that came to the aid of friends and family. And the one person that epitomizes the good neighbor is none other than Corpus Christi Mayor Joe McComb.
The storm surge was what I think all of us were concerned about, not necessarily wind, because the wind wasn't up as high as it ultimately got. And so City of Port Aransas ordered their evacuation because they were, you know, at the island. And we told people on the island, North Beach and out on Padre Island, that, you know, they needed to probably go to higher ground, but the rest of the city, because of the very short notice and the congestion on the highways, we just didn't feel like it was in the best interest to put that many people in that such a short notice on the highways and cause all the congestion and cause some problems. And so our goal was to keep people safe and have no fatalities. And, you know, ultimately that's what we did. There were no fatalities in Corpus Christi. And so we felt like that we made the right call.
That's Mayor McComb as he outlines the situation that Corpus Christi and the rest of the coastal bend faced last August as Hurricane Harvey set its sights on the region. It wasn't too long after that that the mayor created the Hurricane Harvey Mayor's Fund, which would work through oversight from the Coastal Bend Community Foundation.
I had several calls from people that said, we want to give some money and we want to try to get it out as quickly as can. We know that while these government agencies have money available to help people, it could take them, you know, they got to go through the application process, through the whatever it takes. I mean, it could take them 60 to 90 days, maybe even longer, to get any money, and some people need the money now. And so I made arrangements with the Coastal Bend Community Foundation. We set up the Mayor's Hurricane Harvey Fund, and we'll get when contributions come into that, then we can dispense that money as soon as it comes in, where we know there's an absolute need.
The fund would channel money from the Coastal Bend Community Foundation to government entities, as well as 501c3 nonprofit corporations. Money from the fund never went to individuals. The money from the mayor's fund quickly cut through much of the red tape that normally is part of any type of funding that comes through a governmental entity.
No city, I don't believe, is ever prepared for this kind of hit on your budget. And so they've got some needs that need to be met quickly. And we'll probably be giving some other monies to some of the surrounding communities that need some help, particularly the smaller communities, so that they can just have some non-tax money. It's not a loan. It's a money that the leaders in those communities can use in the recovery effort.
The success of the Mayor's Fund, which amassed over $1 million in donations for distribution in the Coastal Bend, could very well serve as a model for other communities' leaders that are ready to roll up their sleeves and help their neighboring towns and cities.
There's ample opportunity there. There's a lot of organizations that that will do some good things, food and clothing and water and this sort of thing, but as they say, cash is king, and a lot of these smaller communities, you know, their reserve funds, they don't have those kind of monies to be spending on something as dramatic as a hurricane initially, because ultimately a lot of this money is reimbursed to them, but not a full 100% reimbursement, and they just need to have some cash now. And I mean, Port Aransas, for instance, they didn't have any power. They couldn't have telephone service. Their wastewater treatment facilities was knocked out. Their gas lines were broken, and trying to even transact business. So I mean, if you could get a check, get over to Corpus or somewhere and get some cash, or at least get it in the bank so you could write some checks. At some point, the banks would be open, but and that you weren't burdened with all the bureaucratic requirements in terms of spending money. It was not tax money. There wasn't a penny of tax money went into the Mayor's Hurricane Fund, and so that gave them a lot of flexibility. And we only gave it to organizations that were helping other people, or governmental, any 501c3 nonprofits, or to governmental agencies that were helping other people get back on their feet. We did not give to individuals, but we gave to organizations that were helping multiple individuals. And so you know, First Baptist Church Rockport acted as kind of the emergency response area to helping local people. So we gave them some money. We gave the city of Port Aransas some, Ingleside, Camp Aransas Zoo, which is a great camp over there in right out of Rockport that's a camp for terminally ill and disabled children to get them back up and running because they serve a multitude of people. And so we tried to get the biggest bang for the buck that we could, and we think we did a good job at it.
The Mayor's Fund, with all it's done, has very humble roots, and Mayor McComb is quick to outline where it came from.
I just was doing what I've been taught all my life to do, you know, from my upbringing to my Christian faith, that you help other people. And so, you know, I wasn't worried about where the city limits lines were or who needed the help. It's just, you know, if you need some help and we can do it, well, then we will. And I just get real frustrated with bureaucracy. And so that's why I said, I don't want this going into the city bank accounts. It goes into the foundation. They account for every penny of it. When we had a check to be made, I would notify the foundation and please make a check out to Charlie's Place or to the Salvation Army or the First Baptist Church of Rockport, or just make the check out to them. When it first started, I mean, I would go down and get the checks because, one, I didn't know what kind of mail service we were going to get the week after the hurricane or so, and the other was I just wanted to hand deliver it to them, and it just they were very appreciative. And yeah, I've gotten some nice thank you notes from them, but that really wasn't the reason I did it. We had a problem and we had to deal with it, and I felt like that's what I could do.
The good neighbor, as exemplified by the actions of one man, can set the tone for help and comfort for many. And we all wish we had a good neighbor like that. Thank you for listening this week to Harvey, a retrospective, as we looked at the area's most damaging storm and looked at it and its recovery from several different perspectives. We want to thank all the people who took part in the presentation with their unique views and comments. And so, we close the book on what was certainly a shared situation that no one who lived through it will ever forget. Thanks again for listening to Harvey, a retrospective.